Blog Talk Radio.
This one goes out to my little homie Brandon. Told you, I got you, my man.
A lot of pressure, man. Let's go, baby. Sophisticated gorillas is on the move tonight. VA, stand up. Come on.
Monday night,
and this is Sound Off Forums. And I'm your host, George Beverly, Jr. Thank you for tuning in. I want to apologize for the, you know what, I'm not going to apologize. I've been going through some real tough times this last couple weeks. So I can't apologize for that. It is what it is. I'm not 100% tonight, but I ask for prayers and healing from God and your support. And I thank you guys for hanging in there with me. Hey, it's Sound Off Forums. You do what we do. So let me go ahead and get this kicked off like we do. You can find me on Facebook at george.mango.904. You can also find me on Twitter at hashtag SoundOff97413. You can also call in tonight. Need a lot of callers tonight. I need a lot of feedback tonight. So if you got friends who wants to call in and talk about this subject, hey, please call in. I would like to have a wide variety of opinions. Okay, and so we go ahead and do that new King James Version of the Ephesians 6:6-13. Not with eye service as man pleases, but as the servant of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing service as to the Lord, not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same he shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect on the persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand, withstand the evil day, and having all done to stay, stand, and let everyone say amen. You could also follow me on my website, which is soundoffforums.com or soundoffforums.net. That's with three F's, not two F's. It's three F's, so soundoffforums. And so the subject tonight is it's a very broad topic. It's been out there forever, and people's got their own ideas of what's going on and how they feel about certain things. So the topic tonight is, why do men cheat? Why do they lie and cheat? So like I always do, I like to give a little background and all that stuff, and then we'll get to the subject. So first of all, I'm gonna speak from a very broad male perspective. Very broad male perspective. When I'm speaking from my experience. That's why I said I'm speaking from a very broad perspective. Men in general, I feel when we are nurtured to the time that we can walk, I think in our society we're groomed to attach ourselves to a certain mindset. And I've seen it all the time. You see your little babies with their, you know, their like nice little shoes on and little, you know, they got their little polos on and little plates, looking all cute and stuff. And then they do something cute and towards a little girl, and everybody thinks that's just so cute. Say, oh, I can't believe that he did that. Or, you know, they have some affections towards a woman or something, or he flirts with a woman and something like that at a young age. And then we bring in culture, we bring in television, we bring in internet, we bring in dysfunctions, period. And we let our children run off and play because, you know, they're running off and playing and they're doing their thing. Now, as boys get older and girls start to see little boys function differently when they're younger because they don't know how to express their romantic views towards a girl. So what they usually do is they either bully the girl they tease the girl, or they're really sweet to the girl, or something, you know, just depending on the dynamics of the household. And so let's go back to the dynamics of the household. The dynamics of the household could be viewed upon as the father and the mother, or just the mother, or just the father, or two fathers and two mothers. This is the dynamic of the household. Now, regardless of how we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about this in a heterosexual household with a male and a female, and then we'll break it down to the heterosexual male and then the heterosexual female, because I can't speak on being homosexual because I'm not. So, if the point is how the male is raised, how can we get the young man to not have a understanding of what is right or what is wrong? Well, most of the children, as we know, get our cues from our mothers and our fathers. And so if the father is loving and caring to his mother, then the child's going to be loving and caring towards his sister and his mother. If the father doesn't really care about his children or siblings, or siblings or even women in general, then more than likely the boy will follow. Now we're gonna move towards the heterosexual male and the heterosexual female, and the male role. Most men that I know that are my age or elder want to teach our children, you know, to be respectful and treat women like they want to be treated, or treat them like, you know, treat them like their mother, or treat them like their sisters, and they get this core of understanding. And then the mother, the single mother, has to do the same. She does the same thing. Now, not all households are created equal. There's some households who the boy's out there flapping in the wind, and the only thing they know is from what they have learned on the streets, what they've learned from their uncles, what they have learned from on movies, and all kinds of other things. So, how do we look at a young man? Okay, so I will use myself as the thing, okay, subject. So I was raised by a single mother. My father was somewhat in my life. I had four older brothers, and I have a younger sister. And, you know, when it came to sexuality, I mean, sexuality was just, it was just very, it was around. It was just that, just the way it was, and it was around. Now, I don't think my sister necessarily saw it. I don't know. I've never talked to her about it. But, and so I became a very sexual being at a young age. And I can't remember when my hormones kicked in. All I know is that they kicked in. And so my mother always taught me that I needed to respect women, because I wouldn't want a man to mistreat my sister nor my mother. Now, with that upbringing, then you have real life, okay? So as you get older, you keep those values, but life gets in the way. And when I say my life gets in the way, it comes to you start going out, you start being more social, you know, towards your senior, you know, I mean, some kids are now social now, and socially active now, but let's just skip a little fast forward to, like, you know, your senior year in high school. You start to get a little bit more freedom. You start driving around in a car. You start doing all those things. And so your social life starts to blossom, because the next thing you know, by yourself, maybe going to college or maybe going doing work or whatever. And so having a girlfriend is pivotal. Our society makes it where having a girlfriend is pivotal. Now, why is having a girlfriend so important? Is it the urge of finding love that you're not receiving from your home base? Is it a sexual urge, or is it something totally different? I don't know. I just know those two things. Because sometimes you're in a situation where you may feel that you need to be in a place where you need that extra love. And so you want that nurturing. But when it comes to men, and I'm only speaking from my experience, we become very confused of what we like and what we don't like based off of the media and TV and the upbringing and the social formats of our homes. And so you look at it like this, say, for example, if you are in an all African American home and everybody in your family is African African descent, and you bring home a white girl, what would be the reaction? You see what I'm saying? Or if you bring home a Korean, an Asian lady, what would be their reaction? Or, you know, and so those kind of things kind of build in. And so most people say, well, I live my life, I was brought up colorblind. Okay. So now the male itself, when we get our hormones, it is an urge that is so uncontrollable. You don't know what it is, but all you know is you get a stiffy or a woody. And so when you're younger, the only thing that's, from my experience, the only thing you want to know, you know, kids always talk about, oh, we can watch dirty movies and we can watch porn and stuff like that. Well, back in the day, I mean, it was so taboo to find a porno or a magazine or something. But nowadays, I mean, you can get it on the internet and the kids can search all day, every day for porn. And so it's that chemical imbalance mentally for a man. And I'm only going to speak on men because that's what I'm. This is the topic, and I got to kind of go backwards to go forward. So now we've got all these different dynamics floating around. You got your hormones going. You got your family dynamics. You got your, you know, that self need or the self worth. Boom. Who are you as a person? You like girls with big ghetto booties? You like girls with big breasts? You like blondes? You like brunettes? You like afros? You like kinky hair? You like that chocolate? You like that caramel skin? All types of just different shapes out there. And when you're young, the only thing you can say is, man, all of these women could be mine? Now, for us young men who deal with all of this could be mine, we've got the entertainment business betwixting our children's minds, a male mind, thinking that if you're a rapper or if you're a good singer, you can get yourself a nice honey with a big old fat booty you can set your cup on. If you are intelligent, top of your class, You get the cream of the crop, all the cream of the crop of the beautiful women, because they know you got it going on. You're not going to be a deadbeat. Now, where does that change from the mental capacity of you being successful to turn it into a sexual ordeal? Does it ever split? Does it ever change? For a male, I would say no. And this is why I say no. I can I can say sex is on my brain by the time I wake up. So if you are like myself, then you're thinking about sex an awful lot. Now, of course, you got to focus on your job. But even though focus is on your job, somebody's going to say something to you that's going to trigger an idea, a thought, or you might even think about your girlfriend or your wife. Now, why do men cheat? Is the question. I have no specific answer for you. I like for people to call in and give me some ideas, but why do men cheat? Okay, I'll throw something out there. I believe men cheat because they want to attain as much pleasure as possible. And we do love the women that we are with, but the possibilities, the different varieties, the different things that are out there, you would say we want to play the field. Then you say, then somebody would say, well, then why are you even married? You should be single. Well, that's the kicker of it all, because men want to be loved, first and foremost. We want to be loved. And if you don't understand that concept, I mean, as a lady, I gotta explain it to you. We want to be in a position where we know that we are loved. It's very some guys say that they like being single. And I tell you, it's a lie. The reason why I tell you it's a lie is because they're not getting nurtured. Now, if they've never had that nurturing behavior or felt that, then of course that really doesn't apply. But every man that I know who has a mother who has been there to nurture them, they want to be nurtured, and so they're looking for their mother. Maybe not the exact replica of her, or maybe are the exact opposite, but they're looking for their mother in some shape or fashion, some way. And so that nurturing kicks in, and that's the kicker that women must keep in mind when you're thinking about these questions. Because when you are the one for that man, and he tells you you are the one, he means it sincerely from the bottom of his heart. There is something chemically that clicks with him to you. Now, I'm using, you know, some science in a sense, but of course it's old science. I mean, you know, your pheromones, you know, give out a scent where you know humans where the man picks up, you know. So he is engulfed in your love, in your ability to do all the things that he feels that you can do. Now, first of all, we've got to really understand the first concept. The first concept is this. Men are visual creatures. Period. We're visual creatures. So if we see something that we like, we will go and investigate. And I say investigate, that's only because we don't know if we're going to get a hit or a miss. We don't know if we're going to get picked up or we're going to be dissed, okay? Or be hit with a B-box. So, don't be offended if a man says to you, what's one of the things that you like about me? And he starts talking about the physical nature of it all. And it's because that's how we think. When we first meet you, we don't say, man, she is so intelligent. Oh, my goodness, can she cook? Wow, I did not know that. I mean, look, she's so brilliant. She's so loving and caring. We don't know none of that. All we know is visually in our eyes, you are what we need, visually. Now, the second concept off of that is the maturity level. Now, maturity comes in all shapes and sizes, forms. It is matter. Just put it that way. It's matter, okay? And the reason why I say it's matter is because you can't really pick up the particles anywhere because it's scattered when it comes to men. Some men like older women. Some men like younger women. Now, the men who like older women are more likely to be more mature in their ways of thinking, but does not necessarily mean they're mature when it comes to being a sexual creature, okay? Because you could be mature and take care of the bills and take care of your kids and stuff, and it sounds good, but then when it comes to the real deal of cheating, is the maturity there? That's why I said the particles of maturity can be scattered, okay? So it's not a solid matter. It could be, you know, it could be liquid or it could be gas, okay? But these floating particles are just everywhere when it comes to maturity. Now, on that maturity level, you have to say, okay, men who like younger women want to be dominant over the younger women. Well, that's not necessarily true. It may be true some of the times. But some men find that younger women are more willing and more free-spirited to do more sexual things than an older woman would do. Now, you flip that over, and you would say that younger men who like older women find older women to be more experienced and more direct with what they want. So, I mean, that's two sides to every coin, so you just got to look from those perspectives, and it's only my perspective of how I'm looking at it. So, let's dive into the cheating part, okay? Because once you become a cheater, it is something that you have to work really hard not to do, okay? We all know that men are are creatures that are predators. In some cases, all men are predators. It just depends on how aggressive your predatory instincts are. And the reason why I said it is because some people say, oh, he's a man whore, or he's a ladies man, or he's just, you know, he's a pimp, or he's a gigolo, and stuff like that. They give all these different names for these different men. Now, some of these men are confident, some of these men are not confident, some of these men have a mixture of both. But on every wavelength, you go and you look and say, what's wrong with his relationship currently? And you'll always hear the man say to them, well, I'm not getting what I need sexually. Or it has something to do with sex, but majority of the time it is, excuse me, an emotional attachment or disattachment to what's going on. And you can say that the same thing with the females as well. But when you look at the process of things, some men feel like if you don't perform the way you're supposed to perform, then what's the point of having you? Now, there's some men who just can't let it go. I mean, they can't change that lifestyle of being single to being in a relationship. And so for some people, it's, you know, they can change right away, and other people they cannot, because it is a learned behavior that I've noticed, that it is a very learned behavior. Because if you've been in a long term relationship for 7 years and you just so happen to split up with that person, then there's no hard feeling, y'all just go your separate ways, and then the male immediately goes and finds his old black book, or he goes and hooks up with his old girls that he used to talk to or he, you know, he goes hang out with his boys or go to a strip club. Now, for some women, they would say, well, golly, I mean, you just got out of a relationship, now you got another woman, or you're looking for women. It's that mentality of the behavioral aspect of, was he ever properly retraining his brain in order for him to be in a relationship? It's not, I know it may sound weird, but just like you teach yourself to have certain type of manners or certain type of ideologies and have belief in it, you have also have to retrain your mind on other certain things. And so, Lord God, hold on. Okay, so we've got a caller. You know, we just...
Unmuted.
Hello, caller. How are you doing tonight? Hello, caller? Caller? Hello?
Hey, what's up, George?
I thought it was you.
What's going on, George?
So the subject...
What'd you say? Hey, let me get that phone charged under there, man. Get our phone charged. I got a charge in there?
Yeah, my shit about to go dead, man. I just got our work man to get something to send me to jail, man.
Apache, you know we're on live radio, right?
Straight up penitentiary. That's L, man. You know how the problem, man. Now what's the problem, George? What we dealing with tonight?
Why do men lie and cheat?
Because people ask the stupid questions. What's understood ain't got to be explained.
What does that mean?
So take a lie and ease your brain. There you go, man.
Oh,
ain't no USB in there, though.
Oh, man, he ain't got to.
Hey, man, but look, man, we on live radio, man. We got to talk to George right quick. George.
What's up?
What's the thing?
What's up?
So they want to know why we tell lies?
No, they want to know why do we tell yes.
Lie. They want to know why we lie?
And cheat? Yes.
And they show they ready for the truth?
All right.
But the truth hurts. So we lie to keep from hurting people.
And then we cheat
because sex feels good.
Okay.
And there's more women than men. So, I mean, add it up. Do the math, man. It's hard to serve one woman. Hey, man, call the lady, man. She calling my phone. Call the lady.
Get my number on the phone.
Get your
my
number.
Phone. My phone?
Mm-hmm.
And what?
It's on the phone. So you're saying that the men lie because they want to protect their women?
Right. I mean, if your woman asks you if she was ugly. And she was ugly. I mean, you ain't going to just tell her she ugly. You're going to lie to her. Tell her she beautiful.
But if it's your woman,
what's
you should
so
think
hard to understand about that? I don't see what's so hard to understand about that. Yeah, I know.
Well, a lot of women don't like men who cheat or lie. So I'm trying to get...
They don't like men.
I'm trying to get it from a male perspective of why we lie and cheat. I cheat because I used to cheat because I know people are gonna say this is crazy, but I had a sexual addiction, and so I wanted to see as much booty and titties as I could. I mean, that's just
I'm just saying. You're right. Not, you might get considered that a sexual addiction, but at the same time, all men want sex sooner or later. And you could take the most holiest priest out of the church. If you put him in four walls and nobody in there, and that little girl going there ready, he gonna hit her. So I mean, it ain't no stopping the birds and the bees, Jack.
Everybody cigarettes on the floor.
But why? But why do we need to cheat? If we got a good woman at home,
you know how the women act sometimes when you come in the house, they bitching and complaining and all that shit, and then you got that little girl up the street just being just a sweet and nice to you and doing everything you tell her to do. As soon as you tell her to do it, she do it. Hey, you mean? I mean, I understand, man. You understand, George? You trying to make them people that's listening understand? So you might as well give it to them wrong, George. You on radio now. You might as well tell them the real deal.
They can't keep nobody from cheating. This shit gonna always be like that. Unless they find that diamond in the rough. They got some guys out there, a very few of them, that they head over heels just for that one lady. And if they got a special relationship, but sooner or later your shit gonna get rocky. And when your shit rocky, you know, it is what it is. It's too many women out there. For one man to have one woman. It ain't like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the 50s no more.
Okay, so why can't men be faithful? I mean, if you say to her, baby, I love you, you the only one for me.
How you wanna play with that fucking phone?
Why you gonna say those things to her and then go step out on her?
Well,
if you living with a woman, then it must be something about her that you really, really, really feeling. You must be really feeling it. You don't want to lose it, but at the same time, you're going to do what you do in hopes that she never find out. Now, when she find out, you're taking this car gambling, really. You're taking the risk of her finding that out, and when she do, she out of there. And 8 times out of 10, they don't even leave for that. They not even tripping on that.
Then what are they tripping on? Are they tripping on the lies?
Man, they definitely need something to trip on, George. If you don't give them nothing to trip on, they gonna give you something to trip on. I promise you.
I agree with you 110%. That's just how women are. I mean, listen.
Man, look, I got relatives told me they like to argue. That's how it go down. That's what they like to do, Jack. If you ain't
got
nothing
to
argue with them with about, then you ain't got nothing.
Well,
no, we don't like to argue. No, we don't like to argue. But that woman can't wait to catch you cheating on her. Not so she can leave you, just so she can argue with you. And she got you by the balls. She got you by your balls when she catch you. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, George.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question then. If you cheated and she says, okay, fine, and then years later you find out she cheated on you, are you going to leave her?
Hell yeah. Say it
okay.
Again. Tell
them
hell yeah.
So
I
now
that's... say amen. We leaving. We don't,
so
we
why
don't
is it
cheaters,
why is it
that's
okay for our women not to cheat, but it's okay for us to cheat?
It's not okay. We're not saying it's okay. Shit, it's a sin to gamble. It's a sin. It's a sin to do drugs and all that. People still do it. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't making it right, George. I'm not trying to say we right because we cheat. Because men cheat on women that they lie to them and tell them they love and they faithful. They love them. But let me tell you something. There's no emotional attachment with men and sex. A man can have a sex with a woman and don't give a damn about her. You ain't even got to know her name. See, women, if she has sex with somebody, most of them, they feel an attachment to the person they're having sex with. It's not like that with men. And men will never understand women, and women will never understand men. You can talk on the radio all week, all month long. They'll never understand this, man, because they can't grasp that the thought of having sex with somebody and not even caring for them. You know what I'm saying? Now, they got some real gorilla broads out there, I mean, women or whatever you call them, on your show, that, you know, they'll have sex with men, don't give a damn, you know, prostitutes or whatever, you know what I'm saying? They don't give a damn, they just want the money. So it definitely goes both ways, but more or less, women find a more physical, a mental a mental a connection with the person they're having sex with. Men don't have that as much. Men don't have that. Men fall in love with a woman that cooks for them more than they having sex with them. You know what I'm saying? You cooking, if that woman cooking for you and washing your clothes and folding them and hanging them up on the closet and picking your shoes up behind you and shit like that, you'll love that woman harder than what she's doing for you in the bedroom.
But why do you have to lie? Why don't you just come out and say, hey, honey, I'm about to go fuck this girl. I'll be back.
I mean, if she accepted, if she ain't going to accept that, you're definitely not trying to lose the woman in your house, man. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. You're not trying to lose the woman that's in your house. You got a woman in your house. She cooking for you. She cleaning up behind you. She giving you sex, but at the same time, you come home, she tripping sometimes. Most of the times, probably, especially if you were cheating out all damn night, she tripping. So those nights she tripping, you might go do something else. You know what I'm saying? But you still not trying to lose the woman in your house. Now, me, personally, I don't give a damn about all that. I don't give a damn about a woman in my house and all that. I can cook, clean.
Man, she got to get out my shit. Leave in the morning.
She got to get out your shit?
Yep, I got a roommate.
What are you talking about, the visitors?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got visitors, Josh. We don't do that. What you call that shit, domestic, huh?
Yeah, domestic.
Yeah, we just both got out of jail for domestic, man. Man, it's
okay.
They bonded out.
So there's a couple comments in the chat room. It says that women have sex with men and feel nothing for them all the time. It's called selfishness. When you want to cheat, be dishonest. Wait.
Does men do that? Women do that?
You want to cheat, be dishonest. Want everything to suit your personal needs. Now, that word comes up a lot. Selfishness. A lot of women say that men are selfish when it comes to relationships. Do you agree or disagree?
I think men can be selfish. Period. But that's all chemically bound. That's how men are. Women are more submissive. We already know about these things about women being submissive and doing what the man like them to do. But not all women like that. That's why you got women that look like boys now. You know what I'm saying? And make a woman bow down to her too. Yeah, yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Oh, yeah, right.
There's some men that won't eat a woman's pussy, right? And there's some women who won't suck a man's. Now, she may make the best mashed potatoes and a meatloaf you can ever have. She take care of your kids and all that. But she ain't sucking your dick.
Hold on, George. Dallas number. 648-8653. Tell her we on our way, man. So tell her I'm live on radio, man. Tell her we live on TV.
Did you say we live on radio?
Yeah.
So is that really a cause for you to go and cheat?
What'd you say, George?
I said there's some women that don't like to give head, and there's some women that don't like to lick women's pussy. So is that a reason to cheat?
No, let me tell you something, George. I don't know if you ever had your dick sucked, but if your woman is at the house and she's not sucking your dick, and the little girl up the street wants to suck your dick, you're going to let her suck your dick is the bottom line. And let me tell you something about eating pussy, because I'm one of those guys that would not eat pussy. But I found some pussy that I would eat. It's a special thing when you find some pussy that you will eat. Because I'm not going to eat every woman. Eating pussy ain't for every woman I've ever met. I ain't going to eat their pussy. But there is that one, and I'm sure there's others out there, that if I found them, I probably would taste them. They taste good. That's LaBerge? But nah, and all women ain't going to suck everybody's dick. I mean, you go in there with your dick all sweaty and funky, she ain't going to suck it. Watch that motherfucker. She might kiss it for you. You know what I'm saying? That's just so it ain't about whether they suck dick or not. Everybody had a sexual preference, but you're still not going to do it in a certain way. Like, if I go down there and it smell like a fish market, I'm not fucking with it.
But, okay, so what about on a biblical sense, though? I mean, on a biblical sense, you're not supposed to cheat, and you're not supposed to lie. So why would a man, knowing that he's gonna commit adultery, why would he really know that he's gonna do it and he has these thought doubts and he doesn't say no? Why would he continue to do that?
Now you're bringing the Bible into it now? Now you're talking about biblical times and all that?
Not biblical times. Biblically.
Yeah, because, you know, we living in the last ones, bro. It's dog eat dog out here. Man, nobody tripping on that. You know what I'm saying? We already living in hell, Jack. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do. Hey, they got laws for this shit, man. Gays is, they legal, partner. They can do what they want to do. They ain't no, all that shit, but what the Bible wants, that's out the door. That's out the door right now. They ain't even tripping on that.
Yeah, well, for some people, but not for me. It's not out the door for me.
Right. If I'm gonna put it to you like this: if your Bible keeping you in check, then you ain't gonna cheat on your woman. You definitely ain't gonna throw stones either. It's a lot of stuff.
But my question is, if you are in the Word, there's still men who slip and fall and stumble and cheat. So
because they lie to themselves. People lie to themselves, man. The worst lie you can tell is the one you tell yourself, Jack. The one you tell yourself. And if you gonna go, and you know them church are full of them. They fuck off all week long, and then they go there on Sunday and act like they all good, like they all better than you and shit. And that's cool.
Oh,
that's them. That's how they live their life. Not everybody live like that though. And not everybody live fake. Some people keep it real with themselves. If they like to suck dick, then they gonna suck a dick. They like to eat the pussy. They gonna eat the pussy. They like to fuck around and have sex with different people and all that. They gonna do that. There's no wrongs, y'all. Everybody got an answer for their own sins and stuff like that. You can't judge them. I can't judge them. Nobody can judge them. So that's how they live it. Now, if these people that's listening to us want to talk about what they wouldn't do and all that, that's fine. But they can't judge somebody that's doing whatever they're doing.
My little sister figured it out when I was in jail.
Okay, well let me ask you this, okay? I don't know your family structure or anything like that. But say there's a young lady, that a niece or a sister or an aunt or something like that, that you are a mother that you know, and you got a man that is no good. I'm talking about low down, no good, and he's cheating, he's lying, he's living off of her. Would you?
You got a no good. You talking about if I got one of my relatives full with a no good fella?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, if it was somebody I love, I put them on and let them know to be careful. You know what I'm saying? Be careful how you feel about, you know, how you working with your feelings with somebody like that. You know, but I wouldn't judge her for being rotten or nothing like that, and I wouldn't be mad at my relative if she liked it like that. You know what I'm saying? Some things you can't get involved with, man. Some things you can't. Some things you can tell the canopy over here. Yeah. So you know, hey man, people want to live everybody else's life, man. You can't do it. You could try. You could try till you're blue in the face, but you ain't gonna do nothing but hurt yourself trying to keep up with how people are living and what they doing. That's a car right there. There is no wrong.
I came to the front. I ain't see your.
That's that car. That's a car right there.
Back over there, she's right there.
You see him? Oh, this is the canopy right
there. Goddamn it.
Yeah, that's them right there. Yeah, let me.
Once again, Patrick, you're on live radio, so everything you're saying is being recorded, man.
Oh, I don't care, man. What they going to do? What they going to lock me up?
Probably not. Anyway, so, you know,
let me ask a question, man.
Why is it men get into relationships with women and they never have the intent of being faithful?
Showing us wrongs and shit.
Why they get in relationships with women and with the intent of being single?
Never being faithful.
If I get cold, I know where to go.
With never being single?
Right. See, what I was saying earlier was we've got this mentality where we don't have that period where we separate single to being in a relationship, and so it takes a while for us to get out that single mindset, because if we're constantly asking girls for phone numbers and constantly asking girls for pictures, and then all of a sudden we get with this hot chick, we still got that same mindset of being single. Wouldn't you agree or not agree?
Look here, man. We not even gonna go through all that, there, man. That ain't even how it operates. You know.
Well, how does it go?
Don't lose that. Okay.
No. I got you.
Yeah, don't lose that.
Nobody live godly no more. He took God out of school. So, you know, that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? It's not a godly world no more. It's all messed up.
Well, I gotta say that I've heard this one time, and I think it's pretty good. There's no way you can take God out of school because God is omnipotent. So, you know.
I have more fun over here than I have in my house.
So,
you can't even say a prayer in school no more. You can't do it no more. It's against their rights now. It's rights to religion. You know what I'm saying? You cannot do it in school no more. You know what I'm saying?
You can pray in school.
In school. They made us say our grace and everything, you know.
In a group.
Yeah, I went to Brentwood, man. We said our grace and everything at school, man. You know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, now my little son said they don't say their grace. They got to say their grace on their own. You know what I'm saying? They can't. It's all kind of rules and regulations they got behind religion, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They took in religion. When you take religion, when you take God out of stuff, man, that's not right, bro. Yeah.
No, but that's
you know
what when
saying?
We have
they
to
take
always.
God out the equation. God is what make kids. They got 12 or 13 innocent kids died in the school. That's because there's no religion in school. You know, the kids, they're not safe in school no more, bro. School used to be a safe haven for kids who get abused at home, you know?
Right.
It's not like that. They scared to go
to
school.
Hold on a second. I got a caller. Hold on. Hello, caller.
Hey, this is Daryl again. I'm enjoying your show, and it is very relevant to today's living. And I thank you, man, for the show. And I thank all of callers giving their honest opinions and talking from the heart. And basically, I called in because I was listening on the internet and the show, my sound went off. As you know, I try to call in every so often and listen to you, but I just called in just to listen.
Okay.
Where you at?
Yeah, fuck no, I ain't got a dime.
Where you at?
I ain't going home right now. Somebody gonna get me
there. I'm over here at the hotel in the front.
I know I ain't getting none at home. I'm out here.
Okay. Can you tell your friends they got to quiet down? We're a radio show? Unless they want to add something to the show.
Hey, you know I don't want they.
Not right now. I'm going up in the room.
Hey, so one of my listeners said about the whole oral sex thing. She said, serve it with some tartar sauce.
Hey, look, call. What she say? Call this number if you can't get in because you got to have a key to get in. What she say?
She said, Apache said it may smell like fish or something. And one of the comments was, serve it with some tartar sauce and French fries.
Hey, this, you know what this is? George is Alex. We went to school together.
Alex who?
Alex Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
Johnson all finest, man. Dale dog, man. Johnson all finest.
So that's my next question. All right, listen. Now, I totally enjoy getting the perspective of my homies from way back because they don't have Johnson Hall anymore. They took it out. How is it, as a young man growing up in the hood, literally in the ghetto, and treating women with respect? I mean, is it something that you can't do or something that you can do?
Right over there. Oh, respect. You learn respect
towards women.
You know, your mom and your dad teach you respect. Your neighbors and everybody around you taught you respect back then, you know. We couldn't go to the store and cry because we wanted something and this, that, and another. We knew the rules when we got there. Don't ask for nothing. Don't touch nothing. You know, things like that. So that's a respect barrier. You got to respect your parents. Because if you're scared of your parents, you don't respect them. That's just how it is. But if you respect them, you're going to respect them because you know you're not supposed to do this. And you know that's wrong. You know right from wrong.
Correct.
because they teach you, it's embedded in you daily. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, because it's consequences to everything you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So respect comes from a young age, just coming up, growing up, you know. You know, we knew not to cuss our parents out, but these days kids cuss their parents out. They do all kind of stuff. But that's just the day we living in. There's no more godly things. You know, everybody not godly like they used to be, you know. People are passing up if you're fixing your flat tire these days. Back then, people helped people, you know. You know, the selfish is like more selfish.
But why do you give young women in the hood respect, or do you just use her as user and abuser, or you protect her? How is that respect earned or lost? I should ask.
Oh yeah, we grew up with them, and so all of it's a mutual respect. You know,
respect, Jordan. You just said the key words. You gotta earn it or not. If they, hey, just because she's from the hood, don't mean she deserves to be disrespected. But if she earns some disrespect, that's what she's gonna get. If she earns some respect, then that's what she's gonna get. She can be in Rome. She can be in France. She can be in Johnson Hall or Sunlight Mountain. It don't matter.
So how can she lose respect? I mean as a woman, shouldn't she already have respect?
Hell no.
What?
It's all at the end. You say just for her being a woman, we gotta respect her?
Yeah, I mean, as a young girl, I mean, you've been, remember, I'm not talking about now as an adult, I'm talking about you right now, you as a young teenager, looking at a girl saying, hey, you know, do you respect her because she's a young girl, or you don't respect her at all, she got to earn her respect?
No, from the jump, when you first meet a person, you have all the respect in the world for them, but when they do certain things and talk certain ways and handle you certain ways, you lose respect for them. I mean, as soon as you meet a girl, and the first thing out of her mouth is, can you buy me an outfit? Well, then she just lost some respect for me. Or if I see what she ain't taking care of her kids, or it's a bunch of different ways to lose respect, and that go both ways, Jordan. It's not just a woman. Men lose respect from women all day long. We have the bullshit that we do nowadays. These women, that why you think shit going to hell in the handbasket? Nobody respect each other no more because everybody just want to do what they want to do. We don't give a damn about the next person.
But that's why it takes that light. You have to be that beacon of light to shine through. I mean, we know that everything's not going to be perfect, but you got to be that beacon of light to hold up. So that young girl that, you know, that you just said that she don't take care of her kids, somebody need to kick her, to give a quick, swift to kick in the butt and say, you know, hey, you are a young lady. You are a mother. You need to, you know. So, but is that a cause for you to hook up with this girl and then cheat on her and lie to her because she don't take care of her kids and she a gold digger?
George, the reason
yeah.
a man cheat on a woman ain't got nothing to do with that woman. That shit ain't going to happen. That shit ain't, 9 times out of 10, that ain't going to happen. Nothing to do with that lady, man. It ain't going to have nothing to do with that lady. A man just going to do what a man going to do, man. You know what I'm saying? And they got nothing to do with that. That lady could be just as sweet as she want to be. That lady could be a dog. That lady could be an ignorant fool. She could be all of the above, and a man still going to do what a man going to do. I know men that profess they love for they wives and shit like that, and if a young stripper freak come in there and want to get loose on them, they ain't not fit to stop that woman from doing that. This is
but why not? Right? Why don't we have self-control?
You can't stop the birds and the bees, man. It's natural, man. It's a natural
not
situation.
If you're in a relationship. I mean, if you're in a relationship.
You lie to yourself, John. Because if my dick get hard and that woman in there, that's why I'm not married now, bro. Because I'm not going to, you're right. I'm not going to cheat on my wife. I'm just going to divorce her fucking ass and go do what I do.
But why
you
even
understand?
Get.
I'm not going to beat.
Why get married
so,
in the first?
It would be nice, though. It would be nice if men would be able to resist the temptation of hot young girls, but that shit ain't happening, man. I wish I could say that, man, and we could make this place a better place today on this radio show, but that ain't happening, y'all. That's not happening, man. If y'all wanted the truth, y'all talking to the right one, because I'm giving it to you raw, Jack.
So you're saying
truth,
that
man.
Women have to better themselves in order for men to get better?
No, man, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it don't matter what the woman do. The man going to do what he going to do. Men don't react to what women do. Like if a woman being good at home he ain't gonna fuck over. That don't have nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. There are situations, and I've been in that situation when I first met my wife, and we hooked up, and you know things was all good, and you know you're not even looking out for other women. You're not looking for it. But what happens here? If one stumbles across you and you in a situation, you get in a situation. I don't know, at a bachelor party or a late night on the casino, or you know any situation, and you happen to cheat. Man, you don't even think about that shit the next day, man. You go home and don't, you know, you don't even, you're not even, so it really don't have nothing to do with one another. You know what I'm saying? The reason they cheat is not because we cutting up in the streets or because we being too nice to them. They cheat because they physically attracted to the person they cheating with. Bottom line, that woman gets hot and heavy and horny. She can't resist it, man. I done been with women that can't resist it, man. They can't resist it, man. I'm telling you, man, it's the birds and the bees is real, man. I don't know if they ever told you the story about the birds and the bees, but it's a natural effect. And you're not stopping it, man, especially in these days. Back then, people had a little more morals and shit about themselves, and they wasn't seeing all this shit on TV and all in the music. Man, it's a sexually driven population we have now, man.
Oh, I agree. It's very sexually driven.
And these kids in elementary school.
Okay, so do you have any girl? Do you have any little daughter? Do you have a daughter?
I got two daughters, man.
Okay, so you got two daughters. Do you want men out there to disrespect your daughter based on how she looks?
Hey, man, all I can do is tell them don't get caught, man. Don't get caught, man. I would never fool around on my wife with her brothers and her daddy, or hang out with them and fool around like that. Because if they were to allow that, which I think some of them probably would, I would lose respect for them. See, the thing is, I know my son-in-laws, the both of them. When my daughters finally get married and I give these women, these daughters, my daughters to these men, I know they're going to cheat on my daughter. But let me find out, I'm going to put some of them fucking WWF wrestling moves on them. That's the bottom line. If the rule is don't get caught, the rule ain't don't cheat. The rule is don't get caught. If you get caught, your marriage is fucked. Whether you stay together or not, that's put dampers and shit. That's what you call Rocky, man.
So you're saying that if you find out that your son-in-laws cheated on your daughters, then you would go and rough them up.
I'm gonna fuck them up, but now get me wrong. My daughter gonna stay with him. My daughter gonna stay with this dude. This dude cheated on him, and my daughter still gonna love their dirty ass draws, because that's how women are. They still gonna love their dirty draws, and she gonna be mad at me because I fucked them up. But I'm letting them know, don't let me catch you. My daughter can catch you. Anybody else can catch you. If I catch you fucking after I done give you my daughter, and you fuck over my daughter and let me catch you. See, the thing is, I know you fucking over my daughter, just like I know some of these women sneaking at night to eat chocolate or do their little thing or whatever. But if I catch them, you feel me, it's different. Just don't get caught, man. People commit crimes every goddamn day. They don't go to jail because they didn't get caught. If you get caught, you getting fucked up. That's just me over here. I don't know how they're going to handle it out there in America, but I know what you mean.
Can I get you to stop, stop cursing a lot, because we kind of keep things kind of on a neutral ground here. I know you're getting emotional.
Man, I ain't know you talking about sucking dick and beating pussy. I ain't know what was going on in this show, man.
I mean, every now and then I got it, but we gotta watch profanity, because it's.
Yeah, well let's tone this.
But anyway, I'm just trying to get a different perspective, because I know on my perspective is. When I cheated in the past, you know, I was doing some crazy things, and when I was so into it that I fooled myself thinking that I was taking care of my family. And now that I'm sitting in the position that I am now, looking backwards, I wasn't taking care of my family. I was not spending time with my family. I was not giving them the love that they needed. I wasn't giving them the respect. And I was talking about my ex-wife and my daughter. And, you know, for me to be in that position, it's a little different now, because I'm looking back, you know. And I'm glad God put me in this position to look backwards and everything, because it makes me kind of get a better understanding where I was. But still, it's one of those things where, for me, as a man, I constantly got to check myself. I mean, I got a badass wife. She is sexy. She is hot. And
come on, boy.
I can see this woman, and she would be like, she on a scale of 1 to 10, she could be like a 1. But she just so happened to have a fat-ass booty, and I'm just checking her out, and I'm like, dang, that booty is just wow. You know? And so I fight myself to say, you know, you shouldn't be doing that, you know? Or you go and you talk to these women online or something like that, and you know, they're always saying, you know, their boyfriend is doing that, or their boyfriend's doing this, or this man, why is this man saying that he's married, and he says that he's single to me? And you hear all these crazy things, and all I can say is they just trying to get the advantage or the manipulation over you so they can get in your draws.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's a hard subject. It's a hard subject for women to get men to talk about, but yet and still, it's even harder for men to be like, well, we don't cheat necessarily, but if the case, like you said, if the occasion arrives, if a stripper come out and she so happened to like what you working with and she come and do the after party, then guess what?
Yeah, it's all kind of situations, man. It's all kind of situations. But a lot of guys, until they put in that situation, they probably feel like they can judge the next man for doing what he done. You know what I'm saying? And any man out there listening, any fella out there listening, man, pat yourself on the back if you've never cheated on your woman. You a hell of a fella, man. I clap
for that one. They do need to. I mean, it's so tempting. I don't understand.
But tell me this, George. Tell me this. How can they prove to you that they never cheated on a woman? So all they can do is pat their fucking. I mean, excuse me. All they can do is pat their own self on the back.
Well, that's between them
and
God.
Everything
that you said, I agree with. Because even if the woman is the baddest cook in the world, she take care of your kids, she do everything right, a man is still have the potential to cheat based on him just being a man. And
just on him being a man.
Based on him being
just
a man.
Just on him being a man.
Let me tell you,
and it's also because, like I said, there is no emotional attachment to sex with us. George, every time you had sex with a woman, you fell in love with her?
I did.
You fucking... I ain't going to cuss you out on your own show, George.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
But I'm
a different animal, so, you know, God put a different heart on me, so... You know, so.
George, what you was doing, you was falling in love with every, like, any woman you slept with, you fell in love with for real, man?
Not every woman, but a few of them I did. It's kind of weird because I had a lot of pheromones in me, man. I mean, I don't know why, but I just did. And it was crazy. I just had a lot of love bugs. So,
okay, well, tell me this then. But let me ask you this then. So you was in love with two different women at one time?
I was in love with four different women at the same time.
Oh, man, I got to cuss on this one, man. You is a fucking monster, man. God, what? Four women? Oh, man, look, I ain't got shit on you, Jack. I can't do four women. I can't do four women I don't love at one time. You feel me? Oh, no, y'all. Yeah,
It was the situation. I mean, it was so easy because the women that I was with, or the women that I was with at that time, they all were, you know what I mean? They were just so down, you know what I'm saying? They knew what was going on in the situation, and everybody knew what was going on, and they still loved me for who I was. And so...
Man, you could be a pimp, George.
I don't want to be a pimp. It was not fair for them, because did I really love them, or were I only loving what they could give me? So was it really love? I don't know.
It wasn't love, man.
What was it?
Oh, you was having a good ass time. You was getting service.
You was getting service like a mother. You ain't have no dry nights.
I didn't, really.
Yeah, you ain't have no dry nights, man. You a player, man. But the thing is, like you say, all four women was in a mutual agreement. Like, you wasn't hurting none of their feelings with that. Now, because if you was hurting any of them women's feelings by letting them know you was sleeping with another woman, you definitely didn't love her. Because when you love a person, you protect their feelings, even if you got to lie to them. You are going to protect their feelings. Now, that's how men do. See, I guess a woman, she might want to tell you the truth or whatever, but women, let me tell you something, man. I learned a lot from women, man. I deal with a lot of women, and let me tell you something. At my age, where I'm at now in my life, I don't look for a woman to have sex with her. I look to get in her mind and find out what's going on with her and learn her. You know what I'm saying? Once I learn her, if she wanna have sex with me, that's fine. But if she don't wanna have sex with me, that's fine too. I'm not as aggressive as I once was at a younger age, and it's nice because you get to deal with so many girlfriends. I'm talking about like actual friends, not like a woman you're just having sex with, but just a woman you could talk to. She might call me and just talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember my old friend Misty Prater?
Yeah.
Yeah, Misty called me tonight. We just talked. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing sexual or nothing. You know what I mean? It's just, and you can learn so much, man. You can learn so much from talking to the opposite sex. So that's why, when you're in a monogamous relationship with just that one woman, you are not talking, you're not even talking to different women. And neither is she. Neither is she talking to different men. And if you want to learn anything about people, do a lot of talking and listening to the opposite sex, man. You can learn so much, man. I've learned so much in the last 3 or 4 years, bro. I done had women tell me they don't like no man being nice to them. They don't like, there's a bunch of shit about a woman that's just ridiculous that you would never understand. They could tell you straight up honest with you, and you still not going to understand it, George. You know what I'm saying? I know women that like to be cussed out and all kind of shit. I don't understand it. You know what I mean?
So you're saying, if a man really loves his woman, he won't turn his eyes, he won't bat his eyes at another woman or nothing like that. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think if he loves his woman, he could still be flirtatious, but if he loves it, you could test love on a few different scales. Like if you're really concerned with the way, like if you're really concerned about how your woman feel today. Like if she crosses your mind several times, there is that one woman. And there should be that one woman that you just are really head over heels for. But at the same time, I'm not really sure if that's real love or not, man. I don't know what to say about real love and the way people feel about each other. But I know there are women out there that I've dealt with that I'm actually concerned with their well-being. Like, I don't want to see them hurting. I don't want to see them. And that's what I consider love. Now, to say I wouldn't cheat on them, hey, man, I didn't look to cheat on them. But shit happens, you know what I'm saying?
But you also said that in order to protect them, you got to lie to them. So even if we know that lying is bad, why is lying a shield to protect? Because I used to think the same way. I used to think that if I lied, it is protecting their feelings, it is protecting our relationship, and if they don't know, then that is the best way to go. Just like you said, if they find out, that's when the doomsday comes. So it's best not to get caught. So why is lying a shield? Why do men think that lying is a shield?
You just said not to get caught, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, why do we use lying, which is bad, to shield off what we've already done that was bad? I mean, we've already cheated. That's one thing. And then we're going to lie. That's another thing. And we have to probably sneak out the house. That's another thing. You know, so you got all these things that are adding up in one process just to sleep with a woman that you shouldn't be sleeping with in the first place. So why lie?
So are you saying, are you giving advice tonight to say just go ahead and tell the truth?
It's the truth. I mean, really, I mean, it's going to either be one of two things. Either she's going to accept it or she's not going to accept it. Either you're going to go do it or you're not going to do it. Either you're going to be with her or you're not going to. But at the end of the day, I think that the truth should come out, because once the truth do come out, it's a lot worse because there's a whole period of time that's passed. Y'all probably had another kid and all this stuff. And so it's you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's the correct thing. It's just something I'm throwing out.
Hey, look, you know the key word what you said was, the key word you said was what you think. And what you think is your opinion. And you do have a good opinion, Charles. I like your opinion. But it's only your opinion. You think everybody should tell the truth. And maybe you should have told the truth or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But that shit is not going to happen. You could, till you're blue in the face on this radio show. That's like going to tell on yourself, man. Nobody going to tell on yourself. If you can get the evidence to prove what you allegating, then you got yourself something. But a man knows one thing. If that woman don't catch you in the bed with that woman, what you mean? What you heard? You heard some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the court of law, Jack. You got to prove it. You heard me? So until you prove that, you're going to allow that woman to clean for you, to cook for you, to be there for you, and you're going to be there for her as much as you can. Hey, man, I'm sorry that they have all these physical attractions going on. Women are looking better. The summer is coming, man. It's going to be a whole new summer, man, because these women are coming out looking so good. They looking like they ready to have sex right there where they standing. You heard me? So little boys coming out this year, 18, 19 years old, finna get married, they ass in trouble. You heard me? Because they finna get married to this woman that they love. They've been knowing her since high school. They high school sweethearts. All y'all high school sweethearts, if y'all listening, y'all better stay close because they got some bad, I'm going to say this one more time on your show, George. They got some bad bitches out there ready to take your husband and play with your husband. You hear me? And they got some men that'll play with your wife, same way, vice versa. So, hey, man, I think marriage, that's when I come to the conclusion, I think marriage is for young people who just starting out that don't have all them blemishes on them. But as time goes on, as you get older and you go through your marriage, you go through your divorce, I don't think it is for people to live together. I think people should just live their life and enjoy them. And if you hang out on weekends and go to movies and events, concerts, you have a blast. But at the end of the day, every man, every woman needs their own space to go to. And you're more than welcome to invite who you want in that space, and this is only my opinion. But people getting married at older ages, that's rough because they have statistics on it. Second marriages end in 60-some percent. Third marriages are 80-some percent. You know, the statistics are there. That's not just my opinion. They have statistics to prove that getting married two and three times is just not working. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure it's worked for somebody. But, people nowadays.
I got married at 19.
At 19, you're supposed to get married at 19.
But at that point, I've already cheated on her. At that point, I've already cheated on her.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? It affects a woman's psyche. It messes with the woman, and they don't think that they're good enough for their man. So it does matter because the woman thinks that they're not sexier enough or their boobs are not big enough or their booty not, you know, it's just all these other things that comes onto that. So it does really matter. I mean, don't you think?
Hey, George.
Yeah.
What's your problem? What's your problem? Because that sounds like their problem. What is your problem?
What do you mean?
What's the problem you having with all this? Are you having any problems with all this?
Well, I'm just talking about my sexual addiction. That's all. I was trying to give a perspective of somebody asked. I was on Facebook and somebody made this comment about men and you know why they lie, why they cheat. And I was like, well, you might as well do a show about it and get a male's perspective on it because you know I think men are really misunderstood because women don't take time to understand why men do the things that they do or act why we do.
They would never understand, and it's not for them to understand, because we're not going to understand them. George, you can have a woman that you think is good at two shoes. That woman cheating, man. That woman doing her thing. I seen a woman today in the salon dissing her own husband. When I asked her how her husband was doing, she started looking at me all funny like she don't even know the fella no more. You know, I'm sending me all kind of strange signals. People not into that shit no more, man. That shit dead, man. I mean, I don't know if they got some of these little small towns and shit where true love still exists, man. That shit is dead in the city, partner. That shit is dead.
I think love transcends all things. I mean, first of all, God said that love was the greatest gift. So I believe that love still exists and love can be there. It is something that you have to understand. And love comes in all kinds of shapes and sizes, and it comes from different places. But when you receive it, you got to just take a hold of it and let it just give you a whole bunch of sunshine inside of you. Because if you don't, then you rot to death. So, in some sense, okay, I know that you said that you're divorced and you're doing that. But in some sense, you have to have some type of peace or some type of love for either yourself or the person, persons, in order to give them respect. I mean, don't you think? Because respect for a woman is far harder than it is to disrespect a woman. I mean, because if you see a woman that you think is sexy, are you going to go up to her and say, hey, I think you're sexy, or I think you're beautiful?
Are you going to be respectful
and tactful? Some men are not tactful. You know what I mean? They go up to a woman and be like, "Hey, you got
some men have no class. Some men have no class and definitely don't know how to deal with a woman. But my thing, me personally, George, before I step out and play on my woman like that and keep playing on my woman like that, I'll let her go. You understand? Now that's some truth for your ass. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you go to your woman right now and say, you know what, baby, before I cheat on you and clown you in these streets and clown you in this neighborhood and this city, I will let you go. I will divorce you and let you find what you think you can find in true love. If you think you can find somebody that won't cheat on you and all that, and all I can wish them is good luck. And to me, that's what allows me to sleep at night, because just like you had a sexual addiction, I have a flirtation addiction. I talk to everyone. I don't talk to every woman I meet, but if a woman look at me in my eyes, I am going to introduce myself to her, and I am trying to find out about her life. In other words, I like to make friends. I like to make female friends. I love to converse and talk with females. That's my thing. I learn more from females than I ever learned in college, about life, about other women, about children, about religion, about work. These are some of the smartest creatures and some of the strangest creatures that God put on this earth is a woman. And I love them to death. I love them all. You know what I'm saying? So if I have the love for all women like this, how can I be faithful to one, says a priest? You know what I'm saying? How can I be faithful to one woman when I have to serve all the women, you know what I'm saying, in the congregation? So that's when I decided to quit trying to look for love and be married and just be me. And that's just me, though. They have people still. I talk to women all the time that's looking for love and looking for that monogamous relationship, and I wish you luck. But the time you find that is not what you got, run. Run away. Because that shit is dangerous now. You know, people cheating on each other with all of the dangerous STDs and diseases and things, it's not safe to be in. Matter of fact, I would imagine it's more married couples giving each other diseases than people in the street. You know what I'm saying? Because I know situations where the woman brought the shit back home to the man, or the man brought the shit back home to the woman. One of the saddest stories I ever heard in my life was a man bringing his wife HIV and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous,
right,
man. So now here it is. You gotta, unless you're going to sweep that shit under the rug or put it to the back of your mind like you didn't hear that, like you never heard of that before. So you have to, hey, it's like being called a product of your environment. You see your neighbor just got sick because he was in love. Are you going to stay in love? You might just fall out of love. You might try something different. And it's only because we living in a bad time. The times are different now, man. They're not friendly and holy and nice like they was when, you know, some of our grandparents was growing up. Way different, man. Way different. So all I can do is wish people good luck, man, whatever they're trying to do. But if you're dependent on a person, you out of there. People will let you down 100% of the time, 97% of the time. Depend on God, and that's all I can do is turn your radio off, turn your TV off, turn your phone off, and let God and trust that God gonna tell you something, tell you what's your next move you need to make. Because if you listening to that man or that woman tell you, you're gonna probably end up in a hole somewhere. And good luck with that. And how you feel about that?
Well, I thought that was very interesting what you said. That was a lot of stuff that just made a whole lot of sense. But
that's all I speak is sense, bro. I talk a lot of bullshit. I clown and bullshit and have fun. But at the end of the night, at the end of the day, it's just common sense, man. Just look around you, man. Look around you and add it all up, man. People gambling, people having sex with each other, girls and girls, boys on boys. The shit is on TV. Just the internet got everything wide open now. The kids, elementary kids are not missing that, man. George, when me and you was in elementary, we didn't know half the shit that was really going on in the world. These kids see that now, man. So they season when they get 16, 17. They ready, man. They season. They seeing this shit, man. This shit is crazy.
So isn't it our job as men to teach these young men that we need to respect women and have a sense of identity before they go get into relationships and understand why they need to be in a relationship and why they don't need to be in a relationship?
It may be your job and it may be somebody's job. It's definitely a hard job and it's not for everybody. If you can't be that positive role, because there's no need for you to go preaching about dealing with one woman and blase fly, and you're not living it. Only preach what you live in, my brother. Because
right.
If them people see you doing the exact opposite of what you're preaching, you have lost a lot of respect. And let me tell you, George, at the end of the day, that's all you got out here is your respect. So definitely keep that. Never lie to yourself, man. If you like BBW women and you like a lot of them, George, ask God to forgive you, but live your life, you know what I'm saying, because he will. He will. But if you go to living and saying, oh, you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that, but you doing it, you ain't did nothing for them kids.
That's so spot on. And
that's why I respect Charles Barkley. I respect Charles Barkley to the fullest, because he told us before he took all that money from them people, he let them know off the top, I'm not a role model. I'm a gambling. He already knew he was a gambling degenerate, and he wasn't no role model for no kids.
That's
and I respect him for turning down that money. And that's Charles Barkley, crazy ass. So, you know, sometimes we call it right, man. Sometimes you make the right bet. You know what I'm saying? You do things the right way. And sometimes you make mistakes, man. And you reap what you sow. You deal with it. You know what I'm saying? You can't look for nobody. You can't look to blame nobody else, man. You gotta take your own lick sometimes.
So when you...
How you feel about that?
I agree,
how you feel
too.
About that?
I'm still trying to jump on this lie to shield thing, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Maybe I just can't get it right now, and maybe that needs to be thought about later. So what can we do as adult men to help these youngsters? I mean that's still my question. I don't think we necessarily. I mean, I guess we could help other men talk about this issues, but I think, do you think men should come out and just have conversations about why we cheat and have an understanding of why we cheat? Because some guys don't like to hang out with dudes, you know what I'm saying? And some guys have...
I don't know, you're making me feel like it's a big problem, an epidemic in the country with this, so if we're trying to solve this problem, then all I can tell you is first it starts at home, man. If you're going to try to solve this problem, you got to solve it at your house. If you ain't got that problem nipped in the bud at your own house, you ain't going to solve it at the YMCA, bro. So
say it again on my list. I don't think they caught that one.
Okay, let me say that again. If you cannot solve the problems that you're trying to solve at the YMCA at your own house, you're not going to solve them at the YMCA or any community building that you want to have meetings in and try to solve things. And a lot of that shit got to do with money, George. Bottom line, them people ain't trying to help nobody, man. If they can get a little money, they just help themselves. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool, too. But if you want the answer on how to try to help solve the problem with young men degrading women and cheating on them,
you first have to solve it at your house. Now, if you find a man, this one man, he's a great leader, and he conquers his own home, and all his kids know right from wrong, and one of them may stray or whatever, but they know the difference of right wrong. He has put his foot down. Then he can take the leadership upon taking on a community building, like, let's say, the YMCA, and invite other men and women who are of a clean slate that you can prove. Because, see, the shit don't come out till later anyway, when they was playing with the kids or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, just give them the room number, man. So, just, so, when, if you're gonna, like I say, that one guy with some money now don't forget, don't X out money and time, then you can bring in kids and teach them. That's why poor schools fail and rich schools succeed, because they have up-to-date books, new technology. Man, we got schools out here now, George, that the whole campus get, the whole high school campus, ninth grade all the way to 12th, get laptops.
I understand that one. I don't personally agree with it.
A lot of people don't understand how money helps educate. Money can help educate. You know what I'm saying? And then some things are so taboo, they don't care to talk about it. Like, I'm since it's a pretty provocative radio show. Have you ever been in a sex education class that has taught you how to use KY jelly lubrication?
No.
I'm asking you this, George. No, you haven't. Me either.
No.
But it's something I figured out over time. Now, some of these kids didn't get a chance to figure out how to use the KY lubrication on the thing that they learned about using condoms, but they now learned about the lubrication. So now the condom breaks. Now this kid has a baby on the way. This little girl was a superstar. She was going to be a basketball player or a track star or whatever she could have been, a violinist or something. Now she got a baby on the way. Hey, man, this shit is happening every day, man. It's every day. So the money that needs to be to educate people is being gambled away, private jets and boats and yachts and shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's doing it big, man. It's America. Now, we can move to the city, George. We moved to the city from the little country-ass town of Church Point, Louisiana. You move to the city, and you see these guys riding fancy cars like Jaguars. And now they got the Bentleys. You know what I'm talking about? The Bentleys and the
right.
Box and all that? Yeah,
yeah,
right. Now, you got that Maybach over there, and you got them pretty-ass women in there with you. But at the same time, this kid is riding a Honda, but he's still looking at pretty women. He think he, you know, that's what they see, man. That's what they see. And this ain't nothing new. All this is old. But all I can tell for the listeners, man, all I can say for the listeners, start at your house. You cannot control anything outside of your house. If you go rent the YMCA and you want to control that, then that's fine. But your house where you pay your mortgage note, your rent, you're going foreclosed, make sure that you have your kids straight. You can't worry about the people's kids up the street. You got to make sure the kids in your house know it, no matter how much it might hurt them, hurt their feelings when you tell them what they can and can't do. Man, they got did you see that video on YouTube? I mean, on the book, man, where that boy was beating them kids for shaking their ass in the house?
Nuh-uh. What was that, on YouTube?
Oh, man, that man walked in. Huh? No, it's probably on YouTube, but I seen it on the internet. This man walked in the house, man, and he beat them kids. And, hey, man, I couldn't judge him because I don't know the whole situation. Maybe he told them don't be shaking their ass like that now. I don't know. They didn't listen. They was disobedient. He did not spare the rod. Only part I didn't like, the way he cussed them like motherfuckers. Like, he told them, he beat them, and he said, you motherfucker, and he beat them. And he probably was drunk. Now, at that rate, I don't agree with. I think if you have to scold your kids and even punish them, or you have to spank them, whip them, I think you should still be able to sit down and talk to the kids and console them and show them that you love them as much as what you just had to do to show them what's right and what's wrong. For instance, if I whooped my son for playing in the street when he was supposed to cross the street and he's playing in the street like he's Pee Wee Herman, well, I'm going to whip him to show him to get his attention. Or let me use this for example. If you're trying to talk to your kids from the bottom of your heart, now that's true unconditional love, your kids, partner. And if you really sitting down and you're looking across at your kid that you really love and you really want to see succeed in life, and you're trying to tell them something from the bottom of your heart, so they'll be, and they look to the left and they look to the right and they smack their lips. You're supposed to kick them in their ass right then and there because you have just saved their life. Because if they do that to somebody in the world, let's say a police officer pulls him over and he says, "What the hell are you pulling me over in?" Look at them popping off on the police officer and get his ass tased out there. You just saved your son from getting tased, shot, jumped in the streets and all that. You know what I mean? And I believe in that. But if you're not scolding out of love, if you scolded because you just pissed off, you tripping. If you listening out there and you drunk right now and you mad at your daughter because she out there doing whatever she want to do, she can do what she want while you drunk. You better sober up and go get your daughter, fool. Now, why you feel about that?
you put that in a very pretty package and you send it to them air delivery. And it landed in their seats. And I like that. That means because it's
sick, man.
That point where you gotta give that hard love. And I know, because on the show I like doing the problems, the back part, talk about the problem, and then hey, is there a solution? So that's what we're kind of talking about. And in order for me to raise my girls the right way, I gotta give them that hard love. I remember telling my daughter, boys don't want nothing but the goo-goo. They want nothing but they want that pee nanny. That's all they want. They gonna say everything and anything to make you feel all they want is the...
Hey, John.
Yeah.
You remember Dr. Martin Luther King?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, if you remember him, he told you, man, don't forget, George, not to judge people like that. You got to judge people by their character. So you can't say all little boys. You can't say all white people. You can't say all black people. You got to meet each one of them one at a time and learn about each one of them. Now, like when that little boy come to your house with your daughter, you going to be that same hospitable George and offer this kid a glass of water and a seat. And you might spark up a little conversation with him, and you might just wait around to see how this thing works out with your daughter. You give it a couple of weeks or whatever. But you cannot put it in their mind at all or nothing. There's no such thing as all, because none of us are alike. So how can we all be anything? Make sure y'all remember, as simple as this, if you can't put all that together, because, who's going to think about that every day? Do remember the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. That was his message. Judge by character, not by color, race, how tall or short you are, none of that ignorant shit.
I would agree to a point. And the reason why I say I would agree to a point is because all the boys who want to talk to her or want to come over or hang out with her or whatever want to get in her pants. So I'm referring to those little boys who are trying to hit her up on Facebook and MySpace and all that other stuff. Those that I'm referring to. Now, like you said, I can't put everybody when I say all they want and all of them in one clump because there are a lot of people out there. So maybe I need to be specific, and I appreciate that. But I still stand by my comment. So, I mean, because we were young once. And what happens? Sometimes you got these
We were young, but you were young. I was young. They were young. He is young. It's individual, man, putting us all in the same basket. That doesn't work, man. It's a lot of people missing out on a lot of messages, a lot of people getting put behind and all kind of stuff because they putting you in the same basket. You've been a victim of this too, George. We all been victim of it, man. So I would never want to treat anybody like I don't want to be treated. Okay? Never treat somebody how you don't want to be treated. Don't put that little boy in the same. Now, once he showed you that, though, once he showed you that's how he coming, then you kick him in his ass. If he coming over there and you could tell, if you could just get the slightest read, like if you play poker and you get the slightest read, the slightest read that this man, that little boy trying to play with your daughter, oh, you kick him in his ass. You get him out your house, man. ASAP. That's raising daughters, my partner.
I'm telling you that.
And man, guess what? Your daughter will respect you and love you for the rest of your life, man.
And the thing about it is get them to understand that they don't need men to make them happy. They need to be happy themselves before they even get to the point where they need to have a boyfriend. Because if they're looking for somebody to show them how to love or show them that they need love, then they're really going to be lost. That's the way I look at it. What you think?
I'm sorry, Joe. You want to say that again, man? I just had some company come up, man. It kind of got my attention. How you say that?
I said that to get the young girls to understand that they need to love themselves first before they get into a relationship, because looking for a young boy to show them love or show them how to be loved and depend on them to make them feel good is not the way to go about being in a relationship.
I don't know. I think that's just some shit that sounds good about loving yourself and all that. And, you know, I would almost assume that everybody has a little love for themselves, but they do have people out there because, like I said, you can't say all. So there are some people maybe with some self-esteem issues and things like that, but I believe no matter what your situation is, God's going to put people around you that some good, some bad, some things going to fit, you know what I'm saying? So she have to, no matter how much she love herself or not, she have to find some people around her. You know, that she get a few people coming in, some fit, some not. You build a circle, some people not in your circle, some people are. Simple as that. No. And how you feel about that?
I'm trying to find that video. I'm looking at the video that you're telling me, but there is no specific video.
Yeah, I don't know what, twerk, man, twerk.
No, I found it, but every time I see the video, it's somebody commenting on it or something like that, and I haven't seen the whole video.
Yeah, this shit is a trip, man. I think he busted ass with a police station car.
It was a UBS card or something like that. You to a TV.
Yeah, some kind of car, like a PlayStation car to a TV, man. I think it was a remote, man, like a PlayStation remote, man. But look it up on the Dad Whips Daughters for Twerking.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to see the video. But, I mean, yeah, okay, let me tell you. I think that's a little extreme. But, I mean, he specifically told her not to do it. So,
yeah, but he calling them motherfuckers. He calling them motherfuckers while he whipping them. And some people,
oh, okay.
They do have some time with them
because
they love each other. But I that's just me, though. I'm just talking about me. I'm not judging that man for that. That was just me. Now, if I'm relating to myself, like if I had to spank my daughters for shaking their ass in a bikini, then I told them don't be doing that shit in the living room or
hold
anywhere.
On,
and I catch them.
Hello, caller. Can you say your name? Where are you from?
Huh?
Can you say your name and where you're from?
Oh, hello. How you doing? Ooh. My name's Charles. I'm from Southern California.
Okay. The conversation is why do men lie and cheat?
Actually, this is a really good conversation, and my put is basically love is a choice. I made a choice a long time ago. I've never cheated on any of my women. And I made a choice a long time ago that, you know, if I really want someone to respect me, then she would have to trust me. So, I mean, I have a lot of friends who, you know, that do what they do and everything, and that's cool. From that standpoint, you know, we were young and everything, you know, just having a nice time. But, you know, the main point, like you said, when you talked about God has to be in a relationship. But love is really about the other person. Love is really not about me. It's about what I can do for them. And you know how the Bible talks about the different types of love, right? You got agape love.
Right.
It's unconditional. It's all about them. Then you got phileo love. It's about friendship. It's you and I. And then you got eros love. I can't remember. But that's like romantic love. You love them because they're intelligent. You love them because they look good. You love them. But, you know, so there's problems with that, right? But once you find out, this is me. I'm just sharing, you know, my point of view. But once you find out, once you find out that you want this girl to respect you, you want this girl to, you want a relationship, you want to, you just don't want to go out and sleep with all these other women, then it's all about her. And then once she returns that favor, even though you're not looking for it, that's true love. So it does exist. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. You know, was it hard? Absolutely. It was, it's hard. But it was a choice. Love is a choice, right?
Okay. So what you said that you put it in your mind, you made up your mind that you would not cheat on your significant other.
That's exactly right. I was like 8 or 9 years
old. What self-control did you need? I mean, really, what kind of self-control did you need in order to teach your brain not to do that?
Oh, no. I was about 8 or 9 years old, right? And I made a choice. I like little girls that, that were – actually, my first girlfriend was in third grade, right? I made a choice that, hey, you know what? If I want her to like me and I like her, I'm going to respect her in that sense. Now listen, I got to tell you something. But my father was beating my mother, right? I grew up in a sense of, my father was beating my mother at times. And what I learned from that is that I would never beat another woman. I would never beat a woman. So that was the choice I've made. So I think what it was that seeing my mother going through all of this stuff, I said, you know what? I will never beat another woman. So that's why I made that choice.
What about the notion that you lied to protect? Of course, if you've never cheated, then I guess that's another thing. But I'm sure.
I haven't cheated.
Apache said
that I've never slept with another woman when I'm with the my current girlfriend or wife. That's what I mean. Now,
so he said that you lied. Men lie to shield the hurt from their significant other. So why do men lie to their women?
I think that's pretty obvious. The reason why they lie is because they don't want their woman to find out or to get upset. But the truth of the matter is I'm not gonna lie, but I have lied to my girlfriends I have done that. But you know what? I wanted them to respect me, so I eventually stopped lying and told the truth. And what happened was I started not doing that I didn't want to tell them. So it's a process. I mean, it sounds weird, but the way not to lie is that you have to feel in your heart that, you know what, I don't want to tell her bad news, and then you're going to eventually stop. I think you said earlier that how do I stop looking at other women? Now, that's tough, right? That's tough.
Right.
But you know what I did? I went from, if there's a nice looking woman, big tits, big booty, whatever, right? What you do is if I've always looked twice, I'll only look once. I may look once and it's pretty long, but that's the difference. You start to change. You got to do that. That's the key. And that's the
no stare rule. I can look but no stare. So
exactly. That's exactly right. You gotta start somewhere, right? But see,
right.
Once you come down and say, you know what, I'm not gonna look at this woman. She looks good, but I'm not gonna look this time. I'll look next time. And then once you find out that, you know what, I didn't look that time, man, I can do this. Next thing you have
on.
More respect for yourself.
Apache.
Yeah, I'm still there, man.
Look, okay, so he said that he made a decision that he would not cheat since he was, since he was 8. So he's already made a psychological process to not to cheat. So in this process of learning, that was kind of what I was referring to was how do we help these young men start a process where we don't agitate, because they're already getting pushed that they should have a girlfriend and they should have a fine dime piece and all that stuff. How do we push them to say, okay, it's okay to have a fine dime piece, but you got to leave the other dime pieces alone?
Hey, you know what? It's with that guy.
You ready for the answer, man? I got the big answer, man. I got the answer here. I know it. I know what we can do. You ready?
Okay.
You got to build a time machine.
Shut your mouth. Okay, go ahead. Go. Is that your answer, or are you going to finish?
I'm telling you, man, George, if we build this time machine, bro, we can take this shit back, man. And we can do it. We won't need the media. We won't need record sales. We won't need the money. We'll just go back to farming.
Right.
We'll live off the land, man, like real Indians, man.
Right. Got you.
The Indians,
Indians
didn't have this problem. Indians had smallpox, Jack. They didn't have these problems.
Nope,
they didn't have these problems we have right now. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
They didn't have these problems. So the answer is, if you want a real or a logical answer, the logical answer is to take care of your home first. If you can get that right, then you can help a community. But if you have got a one house in a community of 100 homes in a community, like Sunset Acres, and you have your house right, your kids are walking straight up and down, shirts tucked in, they know proper this, proper that, which way to set up the fork and all that, and then you can become a role model to your neighbors. But it's not it's easier said than done, man. And people are taking the easy route.
And I would agree. Okay. Hold on. I want to get the other caller's perspective on that.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with him. He's right. I mean, it starts at home. There was some very good comments as far as, you know, you can't, like he had mentioned, you can't change the YMCA until you change your home. And that's a very good biblical principle, actually, right? Jesus preached that a lot. You know, you have to love one. You have to love yourself before you love others. So how can you love someone else if you can't love yourself? Or, you know, when you manage little things, you can manage many. So he's totally right. The key is that it's the family, right? It's the mother and father, you know, teaching their daughter or their son how to act right as a step out the door. I think
we only have 1 minute left, so if you want to go ahead and say something real short for my listeners out there, for the men out there, hold on about you. If you want to say something real quick for my listeners out there to give something so they can think about, so the next time we have this conversation, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm good. You can go ahead.
Patrick, go ahead.
Oh, no, I don't have nothing really to tell them. I think I've said enough, but I wanted to ask our caller, man. I didn't get his name, not that it matters. He had mentioned something about the different types of love, man. I wanted to write that down, man. What was that, man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my fault. Yeah, no problem. My name's Charles, and I'm from Los Angeles.
What?
Actually, Palmdale, California. But, yeah, it's
all right, that's a bit, man. You had unconditional love and a few different other ones you had mentioned.
Yeah, there was agape, which is unconditional. That's what God loves us. There's phileo. And
phileo?
Yeah, phileo.
Like phileo, California, bro?
That's when you hear the Philadelphia love, you know when they say Philadelphia love? That's phileo love.
Okay, spell it, man.
And then eros. That's a romantic or erotic. Eros, E-R-O-S.
You know how to spell those? You know how to spell those, man?
Arrow.
Hey, Patsy, I will text you those. I will text you those in the scripture.
Hit me up,
goes with it.
Hit me up, man.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. We're running out of time. Have a good night.
You
bye.
Thanks
a
lot.
Peace out.
Good night.